This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visited the vaccine development sites Monday, marking the beginning of the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial yet. The trips to North Carolina and Florida respectively come as the White House grapples with its most prominent virus case since the crisis began and a nationwide spike in the outbreak that threatens to undermine an economic rebound. White House officials say a vaccine is necessary to fully restore a sense of normalcy. Thursday marks the 6 months since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, which refer to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities, adding that they have the basic measures needed to suppress transmission and save lives hasn't changed. That means leaders should find, isolate, test, and care for cases and trace and quarantine their contacts. Tedros pointed out that the pandemic was under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, because the country strictly followed WHO's advice. And so far, right now, more than 652,000 deaths have been recorded globally from COVID-19. In the United States, the number is more than 148,000. The number of global infections is now more than 16.4 million, and it is now 4.2 million in the United States. Brazil continues to rank third in a number of infections and deaths. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.